Hello. Today's podcast is entitled Transforming Your Data Center into a Converged Infrastructure. It's really never been a better time. Today we're going to discuss how the data center of the future is built upon a converged infrastructure with next-generation HP ProLiant servers and blades with AMD Opteron 6100 series processor. And that together, they help to show that timing couldn't be better to transform your data center and benefit from a rapid ROI in as little as 1 month. Here today to talk with us is Dennis McQueen, Product Marketing Manager at AMD, and Andrew Hawthorne, Product Marketing for Industry Standard Servers and Software at HP, to discuss today's changing infrastructures. So Andrew, what is the biggest challenge IT managers are facing today in terms of data center infrastructure?
Well, right now the issue of sprawl is taking businesses to the breaking point. Rather than spending time on innovation and growing their business, IT managers have to manage their IT infrastructures. Businesses have greater performance, greater bandwidth requirements, and everything must be delivered within a significantly smaller budget and perhaps smaller staffs.
So I've heard a lot about HP's innovations in consolidation, energy efficiency, and virtualization. Could you tell us how HP is helping the IT administrator solve these problems?
Well, today's environments need to be flexible. They also need to be efficient and take up less space and be easier to manage. And together, HP and AMD have the solution to that. The data center of the future right now is really built upon what we call converged infrastructure.
Okay, converged infrastructure. I think I understand converged, and I think I understand infrastructure, but can you elaborate on that term?
Converged infrastructure eliminates technology silos and integrates technologies into pools of more interoperable, easily managed, automated resources. And right now, businesses have a dramatic opportunity to transform their data centers into a converged infrastructure and get a rapid return on investment in as little as 1 month. HP, along with AMD, are providing that by eliminating server sprawl, eliminating or enabling server consolidation and virtualization, and cutting energy costs. And ultimately, they can respond to business needs much faster. With a converged infrastructure, IT organizations can more quickly and easily adjust workloads or align resources. A converged infrastructure is built upon virtual resource pools, which are a common modular infrastructure of virtualized compute, memory, storage, and networking resources. It includes Data Center Smart Grid, which is an intelligent energy management across systems and facilities. It also includes Flex Fabric, which is a common, wired-once, virtualized I/O network, and it includes a Matrix operating environment, a common management platform from the hardware to the applications. Our G7 line of ProLiant servers and blades are the foundation of the converged infrastructure, providing outstanding processing power and a large memory footprint to create virtual resource pools. We've also now embedded Flex Fabric technology into our G7 blades, further evidence that our converged infrastructure strategy is a reality today.
Okay, and how do we partner with AMD to offer that innovation to our customers?
Well, AMD is making the server platform much more powerful and affordable. Dennis, why don't you elaborate on that?
Sure, Andrew. The new AMD Opteron 6100 series processor is the only processor in the x86 industry with 12 compute cores, providing up to twice the performance and up to more than twice the memory bandwidth over previous generations. For example, the HP ProLiant DL585 G7 server can now support up to 48 processing cores in a single server and up to 512 megabytes of memory footprint in that server. And even better, we've listened to our customers to help eliminate the 4P tax and are being able to offer those 4P platforms at 2P economics. In addition, we've designed the Opteron 6000 series platform to be more energy efficient and deliver virtualization capabilities better and faster, both leading to a rapid ROI.
So then tell me a little bit more about how you can deliver such a fast ROI. All these innovations must really come at a premium.
Well, you'd think so, but even though we've made dramatic performance and memory bandwidth improvements, we've done that by delivering the part in a similar power and thermal infrastructure and at similar CPU price points. That enables IT managers to upgrade their servers without having to implement major changes to their power budgets or cooling infrastructure. And then additional features like AMD power management features, CoolSpeed technology, and C1E power state help ensure that AMD Opteron platforms are running as efficiently as possible.
And the ProLiant DL585G7 and DL385G7 servers, or the BL465CG7 and BL685G7 blades, you know, you can consolidate as many as 23 previous generation servers into one. On the DL585G7, we're actually measuring a 91-to-1 consolidation ratio when you compare to previous G4 single-core products. That reduces costs. And with fewer servers, you have less energy consumption. But HP servers also have dynamic power capping and up to 32 sensors embedded to improve energy efficiency by setting caps, monitoring usage, and only using power when it's needed. And with tools like Inside Control, IT managers can implement new servers and applications much more quickly and easily. Customers said they need to move at the speed of business, and HP, along with AMD, makes that a reality now.
That's right, Andrew. Businesses have changed fundamentally. They are increasingly more global, and there are heavy demands on the IT manager to deliver more every day. But through those challenges, both HP and AMD have partnered to bring radical ROI to those managers with innovation in products like the ProLiant DL385 and DL585 servers, along with the Blade servers and virtualization. And we're excited to be able to work with HP to help deliver this type of game-changing innovation to the data center.
Great, and so by upgrading servers and blades in the data center, IT managers are putting in place a foundation for converged infrastructure so they can be more flexible, scalable, and efficient. Makes the decision to transform your data center today a very compelling argument. Well, thank you so much, gentlemen, for your time today.